Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you very much, Jared Valero in the Sportsplex. Looking at what some of the texters had to do, had to write with Amazon and Twitter. And I will say, Valero during the commercial break looked up MySpace. It still exists.
No.
There's new content on there.
It looks so, like, different.
He's trying to figure out how to sign in on his old account. He can't remember the username or the password.
Well, I remember the email. The email is because, like, I was in middle school, so it was Lil Racer Boy with the I. 305 at
Little Racial Boy?
Little Racist Boy.
No. Little Racist Boy. That's what I heard, too.
Racer. Lil Racer Boy.
Lil Racist Boy, huh?
No.
I hate to hear the password. If that's goodness.
Well, let me help you. I think I can guess.
Nah, we're good, man.
Little Racist Boy.
It said Racer. E-R.
I won't follow you.
Why?
You're not going to be in my fave five.
Top eight, man.
Whatever.
Why did MySpace? I never had a MySpace, but why did Facebook still around in MySpace?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I don't
Facebook
know.
Took over from MySpace for some reason. But I don't know how Facebook has stayed alive so long.
Yeah, MySpace, was it that they didn't have the right tools or something? It's crazy.
Probably, I mean, Facebook is like, they changed who they
Facebook
like,
was easier to use. It ended up being easier to use for the same things like MySpace. Like you were essentially trying to post content, audio or video or photographs. And it became easier on Facebook than MySpace.
And older people know how to use Facebook, like, better. I guess they made it easier for the older
generation.
No, but
I think they were younger back then.
Facebook was younger back then, and then they changed, like, when Twitter and Instagram came out.
It became, like, almost like a photo album. The way that you would keep a photo album, it's what I do on Facebook nowadays. Let me give out the code word here before we talk about all this. What do we do at the top of the hour?
We try to give away money.
Try to give away money. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Training Camp 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word flow. Flow. Not flow from Progressive, because that would be FLO. This is flow, like feel me flow. Naughty by Nature. Text FLOW to 72881. FLOW to 72881, and you are registered. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour, about 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Take a second, though, and text the word FLOW to 72881.
Now, when you use Naughty by Nature, was that for me?
Yeah, it was to help you understand flow.
Because I could see you using, you know, Flow in the Wind by the Hemingway Girls or something if I wasn't around.
Flow in the Wind. Actually, it was the only song I could think of with flow. The only two things I think of when I think flow is flow from Progressive. No, flow from Alice, TV show Alice.
Too old.
Vera, Flo, and Alice. And Feel Me Flow. Mount Rushmore of flows.
Flo Rida.
Oh, Flo Rida.
But he's FLO too. It's not the W.
The Flow Rider.
You're talking about the surfing thing?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Flow Rider. Nah, I think I got to go with Flow Rida on that one. We know that you like the R at the end because you're a little racist boy.
No, little racer boy.
You walked right into that one.
I did.
I think it's Flow Rida. No, it's Flow Rider. Oh, you have the ER at the end. Okay, little racist boy.
Big ER fan.
Why were you Lil Racer Boy?
I played a game growing up called Nitto 1320. It was like a car racing game. Oh, Lil Racer Boy. BOI.
So no, was,
yeah, yeah. That was slang back in the day.
Worse. Oh, my God.
That's how we used to do it.
But as you're older now, were you lame when you were little?
Yeah, real lame.
Okay, you figured it out?
Oh, yeah.
That's horrific, man.
My email was cool on asshole.
I'll tell you, I was lame as hell till about 14. Like, once I started, like, figuring out girls and all, like, wanting to really talk to
like
girls.
Like Urkel?
I didn't, kind of like what I am now, but I didn't care what I wore. I used to wear, like, those slide-on checker shoes and stuff. Orange shorts with a purple shirt. Like, I didn't care. I just went around. And I was, like, the little crazy kid that just, I was outside kid.
Smelly.
I hung out with an 18-year-old when I was, like, 9, but he was special, so we had the same kind of mind power. It was awkward.
There is so much to you.
Yeah.
It's just.
My best friend was Johnny, but he was 19, but had the mind of a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So me and him were cool because we were on the same page. We used to, you know, fish in his grandma's koi pond. It's all kind of stuff.
It's what I tell people now about my radio partner. I go, he's 35. He's got the mind of a 9-year-old. he's special.
Yeah, man. So as I look back, I was like, yeah, I wasn't the coolest kid in the world until I hit about, you know, those teenage ages, and I found out women.
My email was Lil Racer Boy with an I.
Well, we know you were racist. We didn't know you were lame or not.
Racer.
Okay.
Lame racist.
We knew we wouldn't have friends. We wouldn't be friends. Little racist.
Lil Racist Boy is my... That's funny.
No, it's not funny.
Well, it's funny if that was actually your email address. It's funny.
Man, Falero.
Oh, goodness.
Little Racer Boy, password, Papa John.
That's funny.
As a Texan.
That's funny. That garlic butter sauce, though.
You know what? It's cutting me deep, but I ain't going back.
I don't know, man.
What?
That little.
Hey.
That little racist boy.
Better carry your ass to Domino's.
I own stock in Papa John's.
You better sell it.
I don't know, man.
We're going to talk after the show.
Are we going to talk over a delicious slice of that Papa John's pizza with that garlic butter sauce?
No, I ain't talking over it.
Mm.
I get to slap Papa.
I have a picture with him at Super Bowl Radio Row.
Are you proud of it now? I have a picture with OJ, and it makes me feel funny when I see it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And people look at it, and they're like, it's not wow. Like, I have a picture, you know, with LT. They're like, oh, man, that's Lawrence Taylor. I'm like, yeah, this is OJ. And everybody has a funny little mid-ground.
Yeah, it's like, how do you react to that?
Yeah. My mom hates it.
Yeah.
My mom, she told me, she was like, don't put that out. Like, that's not a thing of pride. And I'm like, but, man, I'm talking about OJ Simpson, Bill's OJ Simpson. I'm not talking about Nicole OJ.
Hard to separate the two.
It is. I've seen that through the years because everybody gives me the ugly face.
Omar Kelly wrote something in the Sun Sentinel. You talked about, you know, all these question marks with the Dolphins we were talking about earlier, and you said if these don't work out, heads are going to roll.
Yeah.
And Omar, as part of his Countdown to Camp series, wrote, if Dolphins fall short of producing a winning season, will Ross hit the reset button? This is what he writes. In his decade as an NFL owner, Steve Ross has done everything possible to set the Miami Dolphins on the right course with one exception. And this I find to be interesting. Ross, whose franchise owns a 76-84 record and 2 playoff berths during his 10-year run, has never done a full-fledged reset, purging and then hiring new leadership from top to bottom. And I hadn't really thought about that, but it is true.
Yeah.
He's never done a full reset. It's always been piecemeal stuff. I've got Bill Parcells here. Now I don't have Bill Parcells. We're going to put this man here. Then I'm going to put Don Aponte here. Now we're going to get rid of Don Aponte. You know, and it's always been like little piecemeal actions. He's never done a top to bottom purge like the Marlins are doing right now.
Even Tannenbaum, he brought him in and gave him a job. But Chris Greer was still the GM.
Correct.
And he's the VP of football, whatever it is. Yeah.
Dennis Hickey was there. Remember, Dennis Hickey was there, but then Dennis Hickey was gone, but Mike Tannenbaum stayed. It's never a full purge.
You want to know why I honestly believe this? Because he's not a sports guy. He's a businessman.
Right, so why would you jettison everybody, like fix the little pieces and get it flowing?
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you think about it, he's a businessman where, hey, our taxes aren't lined up right. Okay, fire the CPA. Our, you know, our buildings are dirty. Okay, fire the custodial staff, whatever it is. You don't just fire everyone. You fix the piece that's wrong. I don't know if that's the best approach in sports because everything has to have that synergy. Everybody has to be on the same page. I remember retiring when I first retired. Ireland, Aponte, Joe Philbin and all them, they argued about everything because nobody knew who was in control.
Because everybody had a say.
Yeah, Don Aponte was flying the plane back with Stephen Ross, but Ireland and the other guys, Chris Greer and them, were on the plane with the players. So they were saying she was bad-mouthing them while they were on the other plane and all. He goes about things from a business standpoint more than resetting a team. You can't reset a business. You can't reset. You can't fire everybody in the business and start it from the ground up again. A team, you can do
right,
that.
A sports franchise, as the Marlins are doing, whether you agree with it or not, I don't, but they are doing a reset. Actually, though, they did keep Mike Hill. So they didn't even do it. Like, they've reset the roster. But a lot of owners come in, and they'll do a full reset. But now, this will be a decade. This will be a decade. So in Stephen Ross's decade tenure as owner of the Miami Dolphins, they do not have a playoff win. Yeah, I mean, that might call for, like, it, when you look back on it after a decade, you go, where's the full purge been? Like, you've never been that close then.
And I'm not against it. It's kind of like you said against with bringing up the Marlins earlier, where why get rid of Giancarlo Stanton, Yelich, and Ozuna? They're good.
Right. You, like, you keep the structure.
And the strong pieces you keep around. The weak pieces you let go. Cut the fat, you know, or the weakest link, whatever you want to call it. You would have to say Stephen Ross is not evaluating the weakest link or the unneeded or the fat to cut if he's not being successful on the field. He's cutting the wrong fat or not cutting the fat at all.
Or the thought is when you reset an entire organization, there's going to be some short-term pain. There's going to be some admission. We're not going to compete. We're not close. We are resetting. The Marlins, you know, again, I mean, that's been a lot of my anger this season, is that the Marlins did that to that level. Stephen Ross, and the Heat don't do it, you know, very rarely, but Stephen Ross has never had to say, yeah, this is a rebuild. We are starting from scratch, nuts to bolts.
Now that you said that, it made me think about, and see if this sounds crazy, because Stephen Ross is such a businessman, firing everybody in one of his businesses, because real estate's his big thing. So one of his business ventures, a diversification of his portfolio, is owning the Dolphins. If I own a bank and I fire everybody, that's almost admission of failure.
Right.
Is he ready to have admission of failure put on him with the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I think you do something like that earlier. You do it in year one or two because it's not your failure. You do it in year 10, it's your failure.
So is he too far in now?
If he didn't want to do it back then, I can't imagine he's going to want to do it now. Because it's someone else's administration back then. At some point, it just becomes yours.
But does it look like a failure when you do that? Because like we're talking about Amazon, and Amazon could not fire everybody.
Right.
Like,
no, it's certainly an admission that things haven't worked. Like, I'm changing the words of what you're asking. You're calling it failure.
Yes.
I'm saying it's an admission of things not having worked.
Does he want to admit that as
an
owner?
I don't think so.
Because some owners
so.
Have.
Yeah.
In the past, owners have.
Yeah, I don't
Jeter
think so.
And Jeter and Sherman and them, they're happy to admit it.
Because it's not theirs. It's not their failure. It was someone else's fail. We're gonna correct someone else's failure.
So at this point?
It's his. It's all his at this point, right?
Just change little pieces. Figure it out.
Always great stuff happening at the Cheetah. The Rodriguez Charities, in partnership with the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, are hosting their fourth annual poker tournament. It's at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino on Saturday, July 28th. You can get more info at funpokerday.com. Find out about sponsorship opportunities and how to play in the tournament. 100% of the proceeds from the event is donated to local charities. So you can get all the info at funpokerday.com. Funpokerday.com. You know by now you can receive free drink special offers, info on upcoming events, just by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Also, never miss the action by liking them on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. They offer a free gourmet lunch menu daily, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. And every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which happens to be tonight, at all the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs in the biz, guests enjoy 25% off their entire bar tab, free admission, plus enjoy $100 Svedka vodka bottle specials. For more info on everything I just told you about, including the poker tournament, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Oh, yeah.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the
man, I used to know every lyric to this at one point in my life. Now I just have to do it by having you look at me.
Not looking at you.
I'm giving you all the lyrics with my eyes.
I don't want them.
Look at this.
I don't want them. I don't want them. Don't eye me. Don't you start eyeing me.
Don't you eyeball me. Remember that from Officer and a Gentleman? Don't you eyeball me. Mayonnaise. Yeah.
It weirds me out when you do that.
LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool James.
It's working on me, man.
Of course, it works on everyone.
Makes me want to move.
Like cities?
Yeah, just leave. Take my family and just go, knowing you're here.
Okay. I need love.
Never going to Boca again. Weirded me out. That song. That, you made whoopee to that song?
When year this come out? I don't think so. I think this is...
But it doesn't matter, because you could have made whoopee later on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the Commodores. I've made action to the Commodores.
Okay.
But yeah. I wasn't around, yeah.
1987.
So yeah. I'm graduating high school.
I hope you
get Vangelis. That was my go-to music.
Is that her name or was
it? No, that was my song. You remember Vangelis? I played it for you once.
You know it, Crowder.
I do. I reluctantly do, yes.
Find my Vangelis music. Because this is a deal closer right here. Yeah.
Boom. Beep, boop. Beep, boop. And this is robot sex.
Now, I disagree.
You think electric guitars get action?
This is stuff, man, right here.
So the girls you were around, I turned them by electric guitars.
I don't think this is electric guitars.
What
I don't
is
even,
this?
It's a synthesizer. Yeah.
So yeah,
this was new age music. So you bring them back to the room and you put. I told you I had the restaurant, the Italian restaurant candle with the little wicker around
a little
it.
Little net around.
Yeah,
the
rim. little white plastic netting.
And you light those.
Light it up.
No scent. Those aren't scented candles.
No, those are Italian restaurant candles.
And you need some sage or some lavender. Lavender.
And I had a
women
water
love
bed.
Lavender.
I had a water bed. Free flow waterbed.
That's actually overrated, though.
What's that?
The waterbed thing.
Or they died because they were overrated. Like, you can't get one anymore.
You shouldn't be able to because it wasn't comfortable to sleep.
It was stupid. The whole thing about it was stupid.
Really, the action on a waterbed.
It was terrible.
You can't, there's no pace. You can't get a good pace.
It actually, a smaller guy like myself knocks me off the pace. You know what I mean? Like, you see, you get caught by a wave.
You couldn't control the water?
Mm-mm. Free flow waterbed. I get knocked right out of the bed. I used to have...
And do you just get back on the bed like nothing happened? Or
well,
do
I would
have
keep,
to reset?
I kept one of those life rings by the bed in case she got knocked off. I got knocked... This song is working, though, on you, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Crank it up.
Do your deep voice, man.
Oh, don't tell him to do that.
A little Vangelis for you.
Not.
Somebody texts in, you are the best afternoon team. Keep up the good work.
Not when you say it like that.
Well, thank you.
Oh, goodness.
CC.
No, don't start with no nicknames. I ain't playing no nicknames.
CC. No. Just say thank you. Hey, CC.
This is it?
What?
No. Regular Hawk I need for a second. Don't give me seconds.
All right, okay.
Okay, this is the whole song, is this electric guitar.
It's the whole CD. It's not even the song, man. This went on for 60-plus minutes.
There's no minute? There's no music or no words?
No. No, there's new age music.
You made Whoopi to this.
Mm-hmm. I set the whole mood.
This is like people walking into a space shuttle or something.
Yeah.
This isn't Whoopi music.
This is working on you, little racist boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try this on Chi-Chi.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to put this on, see what
yeah.
she says.
Yeah. Working on you, Jennings.
Who is Jennings? No, it doesn't work.
Somebody texts in, please stop, Hawk.
It's creepy.
By stop, you mean go.
No, by stop, we mean stop.
That was my go-to CD. I'm not kidding. Like, the picture I just painted, Crowder and Falero know it's true because I've told the story before. It was the restaurant candle. I don't know why you asked, was I lame earlier in my life? Yes, I was very lame. I didn't know it, but it worked.
But maybe the girls were lame, too?
I guess.
So just fell into place?
I guess.
But you said, and this story is for years, you said. Yep. It's not one occasion.
No, I didn't pick that music out of nowhere. I mean, that was my go-to CD.
And you would have to, I've never seen them sell those little netted red candles in a store.
Yeah, I don't know if I bought it in a store.
I tell you what you did, you stole it.
I think I took it from restaurants.
But you did it for years. So you would go to Italian restaurants just to have their candle.
Yeah, how else would I have gotten those candles?
You're not telling the manager of a store, hey, how much for the netted red candle? It's impossible.
You know the candle I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah. In all them Italian restaurants, they have a little red candle on the top. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Italian.
And I would.
Here you go.
He says guitar, Italian.
And cement.
And I would cement. I'd tell the girl, also call me Sal. I just like the whole setting. I like Sal. The whole setting of being an Italian restaurant owner. When we're done, I'm going to make you a pizza. Something in the pizzeria.
Make you a pizza.
What do you like, some rigatoni?
So your bedroom play was Italian restaurant owner and new customer?
I don't know what
customer.
It was. See, it was an amalgamation of a lot of things. Because this is space music. Somebody says this is the music they play when you're lying for Space Mountain. So I think I was futuristic lover, but also Danny Aiello and Do the Right Thing. I came out in a dirty white t-shirt and an apron.
Man, girls were different back when you were doing. Good grief.
What worked, man.
That was a crazy game.
Vangelis.
I'll try it, though. Me and my wife are down.
All right, try it. You can get some other Vangelis songs, too. They did Chariot, or he or they, I don't know, Vangelis. I know it was a guy named John Vangelis, but I don't know if the band. But they did Chariots of Fire, the theme song for Chariots of Fire. But this CD was called China. I remember it because a buddy of mine told me, this is how it always works in this stuff.
Yep.
Here's what you remember. You watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High because I told you. Remember, Damone tells Ratner, like, turn on Led Zeppelin, side four, whatever it is. Like, this came from a friend of mine going, hey, go get Vangelis. Go get the CD China from Vangelis. Get a couple of those Italian restaurant candles. And the rest will work itself out.
My song was Boys to Men. Greatest hits, but you had to start with I'll Make Love to You.
And then what? Like, you give the voice, like,
no,
let me
you
pop
just,
on this cassette here.
If you really
want
to know, I thought the lion crawl, the sexy lion crawl was something.
Oh, no.
So I would always have the girl there already, and I would lion crawl up to her and move my shoulders animal-like.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, it had a little muscle to me, so it was there we go. Then you lie and crawl up, and then, like, the silhouette.
That crawl is sexy when the girl is doing it.
It's the other way around.
If you want, there's a Billy Idol video.
No, like the animal of it.
No,
like,
I'm a big dude
and all, and I sneak up on him, and I'm like, you know, I'm coming to take what I want.
What's the Billy Idol video?
You don't understand.
I think it's Cradle of Life.
That's what happened.
I see the Cradle of Life crawling video. Yeah, that wasn't sexy. I'm going to tell you right now.
You don't think when you move your shoulders like a lion? Really, you know, when you twist them like
this? No, I'm with Hawk. I think the girl has to do that.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's very sexy when the girl does the lion crawl.
So what do we do? Walk in with dirty shirts and offer them pizzas?
I say you act like a pizzeria owner.
No, I'm lion crawling.
I think it's very easy.
We lion crawling tonight, Asia. Done deal.
I gotta find this video. I'm looking for Cradle of Love.
Lion crawl. Hey, now, don't call me a stray cat. Now they hurt my feelings on the text machine. Y'all don't understand sex.
What was your song, Falero? What was your go-to song?
I don't know, man. I'm closer to Crowder's era, like where I had like 112.
Yeah. You know, the back,
is it called Anything or Anywhere?
Well, look at me.
You know these songs.
I still go with Boys to Men now. It's my comfort zone.
I gotta find
where
that
I'm comfortable.
112 song.
I stay in my comfort zone.
But I was also in band, so I used some like band songs.
So you'd bring out an instrument.
I'd get like an orchestra playing a song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you would
song called Listen. Lux, a Room K.
You won't even get naked in a lit room. You're gonna get naked in front of an orchestra.
No, I didn't bring an orchestra to the
room.
He
brought an actual orchestra.
I thought
you were
talking about he was showing out and had some people playing in the room.
Not bringing in a mariachi band.
Now that's something else. Doesn't Dr. Chuck bring a mariachi band to everything?
He loves bringing a mariachi band to any event, man.
What if they played outside the window?
Somebody texted, just WTF today. Hey, man, you figure it out. It's the Home Run Derby. I didn't even know was happening tonight.
Yeah.
This was my song.
This is your song, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was one now.
I feel like he had to have some kind of.
It's a little too fast, but.
A little slather with you on this thing. Like, what was your game?
I just lay in the bed.
You a dead fish?
You expect me to do work? No, man.
Here's the dead fish.
I'm
guy.
The catch here.
He's a dead fish. See, I was crawling. I was active.
And I was getting crawled, too.
You're getting knocked off a waterbed. You're laying around. See, y'all don't know.
I had a whole thing planned with the Italian restaurant candle. We're going to have some rigatoni afterwards.
You prepared, though. I appreciate your preparation.
I really did. I'm telling you, it's so cringeworthy when I think back on it now because I was so prepared with these candles. That song... I think I had replaced the lights in my rooms with like colored lights, the bulbs that, you know, because back then that was a crazy technology. Have a light bulb that wasn't just a bright white bulb. Man, I put thought into it and it worked. I'm telling you, but it was so lame.
You could put a reused T-shirt, a half a T-shirt, and put it over a lamp and make the light make the room
make
a different
it a little
color.
Dimmer, yeah.
But then in the dorm rooms, you had the lights that were built into the tiles, ceiling.
Right.
But you could take something and stretch it across the entire light, but forever your room's that color. Like, you can't just take it off and on like a lamp. If it's up there, it got to stay
up
there.
You're making a legitimate change.
Yeah, so me and Crom, we were roommates. We said, hey, bro, the room's about to be red. And we had animals. We had pigs and snakes and stuff. He was like, I don't know, was that good for the animals? I say, listen, there's priorities in life.
Reminds me of the the Seinfeld episode with the Kenny Rogers chicken across the street, and it's just the red light coming into Kramer's room or Seinfeld's room, and he's eating cereal with tomato sauce in it because it looked like milk to him because he was used to everything having the red tint. All right, we'll get back to what we're doing. Oh, God. People are texting in. Didn't I give the code word already this hour? You're saying give a bonus code word?
A bonus code word for the people.
All right. Bonus code word for having to listen to that. The code word this hour is flow. We give it to you at the top of the hour. We'll give you a little bonus in the middle of the hour. Flow, F-L-O-W. Text it right now to 72881. 72881. Maybe you'll be the $1,000 winner this hour. Brand new code word coming up in about 25 minutes at 5 o'clock.
If y'all want to try to crawl up on a woman, go to Beverly's Jewelers. They'll let you crawl up on them. I'm telling you, Beverly's has everything you need.
You're coming with the goods then.
Yeah, man. You crawl up on them, have the box, have the necklace around your neck as you crawl that they know's theirs. Come on now. I got game. Y'all tweet me if y'all need it. But listen, Beverly's, people are telling me that people are buying diamonds off the internet, a precious stone you're going to keep forever. You're getting engaged. You're trying to impress your mom, your sister, your wife, and you're going to go on the internet to buy a diamond. Let the experts at Beverly's Jewelers help you out. They carry one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in the entire country, and they also carry the cutting edge technology of lab grown diamonds, which are identical to mine diamonds in every way. Go compare them, and they're approximately 30 to 50% less expensive. So whatever you choose, the lab grown or the mine diamond, you get that Beverly's low price guarantee, which is you will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. Trust me. Do your research. I am a Beverly's customer. Look around. You'll be right back at Beverly's to get a beautiful, beautiful ring, necklet, bracelet, whatever you need.
Bracelet.
Bracelet.
Bracelet. They give me a hard time every day. Bracelet. But they also have those designs.
You said necklet, too.
Necklet. I was getting a bracelet, and then y'all mess. Y'all just throw
there's
me
an
off.
Anklet. There's a necklace. There's a bracelet. I mean, they got everything at Beverly's. So.
Yes, they're all there. And the engagement rings, Hawk. You're already engaged. Valero, you already locked in. You just locked in. Guys out there, do like us three and give her the ring. She's going to leave. She's going to find somebody better than you. So go to Beverly's, get your engagement ring, and they are beautiful. They have a great, extensive selection. And my favorite part of Beverly's is the custom design studio. You can draw a picture of a diamond ring, draw a picture of a bracelet, a necklace, an anklet, and they will make it for you. Bring in pictures out of magazines. The custom design studio. They're experts there will make your dream ring or piece of jewelry. You got to visit a Fort Lauderdale or a Pembroke Pines location, or you can go online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
What is this?
Europa by Gatto Barbieri.
Is this one of your songs?
A texter texted it in. Oh. I know this song because I was in band. Tried playing this one time.
Yeah. At some point through your life, that little racist boy, you got to stop saying I was in band.
It doesn't turn you on?
I don't think it does anything for anybody.
Really?
No.
It's sexy.
Like, does it make you know music better, really? Like, do you understand music better than I do because you were in band?
He should.
Yes, I do.
He should, absolutely.
Like, but you don't know anything about chord progressions.
No, I don't know anything, but is it a bragging point? Because, like,
it depends. When I hear someone say I was in a band, that could be cool. When I hear someone say I was in band, like, I think of a band that played high school parties and stuff, yeah. And then, you know, all the girls flock to them or whatever. But when I hear someone say, I played band, I think of a guy lugging around the tuba.
Why was that guy lugging around the baritone?
Is that what you played?
Yeah, baritone.
What is that?
You gotta find something cooler
to say than
that.
It's like a smaller version of a tuba.
Okay.
But I just
say really?
Trombone.
So it's a brass instrument?
It's similar to the trombone in sound-wise, but people don't know a baritone, so I just usually just say trombone.
See, when you petered out at the end, that was the part that's not impressive.
Well, trombones.
I did a little trombone.
But a baritone, like, why? I don't. So you played it for many, many years?
Played it for 6 years.
Did it ever get a woman?
With a baritone?
Yeah, did you ever, like, play and say, hey, come see my performance? And then,
yeah, they come see, yeah.
Well, I'm imagining you went to band camp, right?
Yeah, marching band camp. So.
But there had to be girls there, too.
Yeah, from the high school, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying, though.
I dated a different girl every year.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's just a different scene. That's a different scene. That's the band scene.
Oh, so is it? Band camp's an orgy.
I would think.
I plead the fifth.
You probably plead
Chi-Chi
the virgin.
Chi-Chi might be listening, man.
Well, I mean, you had a life before her.
That's what I say, but she still gets jealous.
Really?
Lie. Ain't nobody getting jealous of that swipe.
I'm trying to lose 10 pounds.
I'm messing with you, man. You were in band. I'm sorry.
And in a band.
It makes sense. You should start saying, honestly, Hawk, you
if
hit it on
If you say I was in a band.
That connotes Saturday nights. You get there at 10. You play till 1. Right. You get paid to go. You start saying I was in a band.
Okay, I'll add the A.
That's some sauce.
Because I think nowadays, what, it's cool if you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm a DJ, or I was a DJ or whatever. And so you think, oh, weekend parties rolled around, and they were always like, oh, make sure Falero's there. He's going to provide the music. And, you know, DJ's always going to do well because they're controlling the party.
And my name's Eazy-E.
Right.
Hey, yo, Eazy. You
know? Yeah.
You already got it dropped.
Yeah.
Set to go, Eazy.
Oh, my goodness. So you were in, like, the school band, high school band?
High school band, and I played a couple years in college.
So what high school did you go to?
Barbara Goldman High School, Miami Lakes.
Miami Lakes. And you were in the band, so you would march on the field at halftime.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of marching band. I was more a fan of, like, classical and jazz band.
But you would, like, at the high school football game.
Yep, yep.
March so on both, the field. So both my radio partners here would take to the field during a football game. Yeah. I'm the only one that didn't. So he's got that.
What were you doing?
I was in the stands. I was getting, seeing who might be ripe for some Vangelis. All right, this person looks like they're going through some family troubles. I mean, let me see if she wants to talk her problems over some new age music.
So you look for somebody that looks sad.
Yeah, going through a lot of stuff at home.
Look at those puffy eyes. Yeah, she's been crying today.
The movie from Wedding Crashers, Grief. It's nature's most, something aphrodisiac.
Grief that was my field of play.
Ooh.
Trying to think of some of the other new age music that I used to have in my arsenal.
That's weird. What's it called now?
There's still new age music. Yeah, yeah. Kitaro. That was another one. See if you can find that. Kitaro.
But were we funny with the music? I thought music was supposed to. I don't know if I got caught up in it with Boys to Men and all. And the deep voice and all. Like, I thought when you started hollering at women, you need to put on music.
But no, absolutely. That's the music that worked for me. I mean, when you think about it, that Boys to Men stuff is hacky as hell.
Oh, yeah. But it just tells you exactly what's going on.
I'll make love to you. I mean, bingo. You might as well just hit her over the head with a sign.
Bingo.
there's really.
See, you tried to trick them with these damn netted candles.
They didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, see, we knew what was happening when we snuck in Pauline's house.
I was trying to smoke them out.
I snuck a girl past Pauline. Oh, goodness. We ain't got about 45 minutes, baby. We got to get this song going.
Here's the script. Here's the lyric sheet in case you're not paying attention.
The first time I ever skipped school with a girl to try to get Whoopi and took her to my house, I was too scared that Pauline would come home, my mom.
Really?
Couldn't even do nothing. I was every noise. I thought, here goes my mom. And my mom's a physical anger person. She'll put her hands on you.
But that would have been cause for physical anger, you having a girl in the house?
What? What?
Really?
I was supposed to be at school, Hawk.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about not from.
This is double, triple whammies. I'm supposed to be at school. Then I lied to her, and I brought a woman in the house, and me and the girl weren't doing homework. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was 17, and I'd have caught a right hook.
Really?
Yeah. I had about 14 when I got up. I started sneaking up on 6 feet. There was no more spankings. They were.
You get a right hook?
Yeah. Take something to the ribs. I think my sister counted one time. I got slapped 9 times in a row, but I wouldn't react because I was a man then.
Oh, you're one of those girls that I needed to have a little conversation with the new age music going because you had emotional distress.
You know, it's slap you and then you have to respond, but I wouldn't respond. Slap again, and I was just eating them. Fa, 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 fa.
Different worlds, man. Different worlds.
You never had a slap fight?
Mara ever hit you with a right hook, Valero?
No. Really?
No.
That's why y'all act the way y'all do.
Okay.
You might hit me with like a belt or something, but not a right hook.
With a belt?
Iron sharpens iron. Pauline was tightening me up.
You're not iron.
Iron sharpens iron.
You're human.
She hit you with an iron?
No.
That's crazy.
Chased me with a cord before, but I evaded her.
All right, we'll get back into the stuff did you find any Kitaro back there?
Yeah, I'm going to play it at the top of the hour here.
Oh, I cannot wait. How is it?
Not great intro music, it's just...
How is it?
Same as Vangelis.
Yeah, it's really similar, right?
Yeah.
I think it's got an Asian slant to it, just like I do with Vangelis, because Vangelis had several CDs. I worked my way up from the China CD into, I think there's one called Direct, Vangelis Direct. That's when, you know... Now I'm just throwing on the Vangelis because I know you like it.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, goodness gracious. What happened to today? When are we breaking down the home run derby?
Next segment.
Next segment, we break down the home run derby. We give our predictions.
Let's do it.
We'll find out first who's going to be in it. And then we'll... Now are you going to watch it?
Yeah, and there's a guy in there named Jesus. I got to watch him.
I'm going to guess Jesus.
Yeah, it's Jesus. Yeah,
we'll see.
Now, we can all agree the countdown to football is on. We talked about this a little bit earlier. This is where we really start to pay attention. The countdown to football is on. And, of course, it's all about the U, and it's all about Deal Volvo. Deal has been selling Volvo models for almost 30 years on Bird Road. You know where it is, just off US 1, right near the U. Deal Volvo has the best location, a great selection, great service department, but most of all, the best prices. And it's the model year-end sales event. There are great deals on all remaining 2018 Volvo models, discounted with great leases and low finance rates. Enjoy the luxury, performance, and safety of a new Volvo. Enjoy the best prices of the year. Check out the 2018 XC60, the 2018 World Car of the Year winner, or the 2018 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They'll take great care of you. US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.